Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. All right, look at that. He got it. Hey, everybody. Good to see you. Welcome. This one's going to be so interesting. Today I'm here with a rap hatter, as you guys know, Otto. Otto, and I can't pronounce the actual like Discord name, so you're gonna have to tell me later. You
So,
have to tell me
we're
later.
here with to take over. We're here with on RatPad motto, everywhere else, Juz Trey or Trey or Juz, depending.
Oh, that's the name. That's the name. I was trying to spell it. I was trying to spell it.
Yeah,
I
and
was trying to.
we're also here with another guest, Tread, formerly known as SCR, or anywhere else, formerly known as. And also, I am a co-host. And for this episode, to host, depending on how you look at it, Jack. So, I gotta say, just since you're a battle rapper, not a music artist, I think the question, "How did you get into music?" would be kind of not fitting. How did you learn of battle rap? Start getting into it. What was the process? And just give like the details. Yeah. What was the separation in time between you finding battle rap and finding RatPad? 3 weeks. Oh man. Let's Beef. I haven't heard that name in a long time. Jeez, I think I have a Let's Beef account, but I don't use it or I've never used it. So, yeah. So, joined RatPad sometime around 2016, I'm assuming. Right. So, musically, do you have any questions you'd like to ask? General questions?
Yeah, sure thing. Give think about this. What's your whole process of developing battle lines? Because I have a feeling that you usually write down, bar lines to like verbally battle someone. Like, how's your process? What's the whole process of that?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
oh, cool.
Like that. Yeah. Question. Did you feel like there was a time in rapping and battling where you felt like you became good? Was there any like a specific time frame, or is it just like a over time, like a yeah. So, one general question I think would be interesting, and also SCR, you're welcome to answer any of the questions as well. What do you feel like is your biggest accomplishment in terms of battling and rapping in general? Yeah, getting paid for rapping is just like, that must be the coolest fucking feeling of just, hey, yo, I put my hard work into this verse. I tried hard. I performed well. Well, then I got paid $150. I knew you were going to say something about performing. Yeah. Well, yeah. Trying to make shit sound better than it is. Anyway, SCR, I extend the question to you. What do you think is your biggest accomplishment in battling, or in general, rapping? I think, like, probably getting on that one channel ESMR for, yeah, that was pretty big. I mean, it felt cool. Plus, the channel had like 15K or whatever, but still. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Even on the very low viewed battles, they get more views like on their lowest viewed battles than a lot of channels like TYS or like r/ get on their highest viewed battles. And that's what kind of you got to take into account the market. It's nerdcore rappers. It's run by a nerdcore rapper, Schwabity. So it's like it's a huge audience. Plus the person who owns it like has a huge audience. So it's like a carryover. So, yeah, I'd like to say personally, my biggest accomplishment in battling, I wouldn't like to say yet. I think my biggest accomplishment in battling is in the future. It is yet to happen. It's going to happen on the BYOB card that's happening in September. That's definitely going to be my biggest accomplishment in terms, and I'm thinking of like personal success, probably not the most like successful in terms of attention, but it's going to be like a personally body bag. But it's a hurdle I think is most satisfying to cross what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So expanding on that topic, what do you think are y'all's future goals in terms of what you feel like would be the biggest hurdles to overcome in your future in terms of like battling or rapping in general? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's more like it's more you just let shit happen, you know? Yeah, whatever happens, happens. Yeah. Definitely, like what's coming up is definitely more interesting than what's already happened, especially considering what's in the future for each of us. But SCR, I know you have an important battle, like with Psycho Puppet on like I think on the 3rd. Yeah, on the September 3rd, battle with Psycho Puppet. What are you thinking about that? Yeah. Definitely in terms of your music, I think you definitely have a shot in gaining a steady audience, although you would need to create a good way of marketing yourself and branding yourself. Need to make the right type of music, market it to the right type of people, just right place and the right time type shit. Personally, like speaking on my own experiences, the biggest thing I will have coming up is battling 2 Cents. I don't know exactly what his titles are, but like I'll just say BYOB veteran, because he's been battling since 2016 as a part of BYOB. So that's definitely gonna be oh man. It's definitely gonna be like biggest accomplishment in terms of like hurdles to cross, especially considering that there are like some people who actually think it's gonna be a challenge. Personally, I don't think it's skill-wise, like same with Juz, I don't think it's gonna be a challenge skill-wise, but it's just gonna be a cool thing to say. And plus, I think it's gonna be my best performance, so. On that, it's just more types of music shit, just releasing music and creating fire songs. Like collabing with some people, SCR in the future. Just there's a lot lined up that that is not exactly set, but I have ideas. Now, SCR, Juz, I want to ask both of y'all, what are your thoughts on like the whole BYOB card? As I know, like it's probably gonna be out by the time this podcast comes out, considering the time it takes to release these podcasts. So I think we're safe to talk about it. What are y'all's thoughts on the whole cards? Like best battles, best performances, worst performances, what you're most excited for, what you're not, that type of shit. Yeah. Yeah, I'd say my favorite, most anticipated matchup is Sat versus Justify, personally. Only because I see Justify is improving, SAT is dope. Like, I think SAT is gonna try a little harder than he has in the past. It's just, I see it as a very interesting matchup. That's interesting. Fisherman definitely needs to up his performance a bit. And I've heard from a couple people that the shit he's already written is kind of insane. Although, like, it isn't safe to be complacent. You should always be striving to do better. Bro, that's gonna be a Clash of the Titans is battle of the night, honestly. Battle of any night, all 3 nights. It's gonna be the best. And it's on day one. Hey, ayo, it's after my battle, so I don't really care. And it's after you, and it's after your battle. So, like, so the last battle. There's one thing. I'm just gonna watch. All like the people that are good in there are just gonna drop out like after Metro versus. MPS alone, like with every other battler, it's just like every other battler that's not battling that night just leaves. All the spectators leave. Even Sokka leaves. It's just that I can imagine that. Just leaves MPS to host it. MP, man, that sounds weird. But personally, I'd like to speak on my battle with Two Cents. It's easy. It's easy work. I'm not gonna lose. I'm still gonna try, but I'm not gonna lose. We don't talk about that. That hasn't been released yet, you know. You've lost in the past, like not recently, but you know, like, you've lost before. Solly, shut the fuck up. Damn. I mean, hey, yo, wait, didn't you beat me in October or December? Oh, yeah, I think. Okay. Yeah, definitely. It's interesting looking back at all that shit, all the battles I've had. Especially, I wouldn't like to acknowledge, like, anything before 2021, I wouldn't like to acknowledge as a legitimate battle that I've done, because I was trash, but, you know. Yeah. Yo, it's just, there's your debut, and then there's your quote-unquote debut, like the first battle where you actually do shit, you know. Yeah. Yeah, that's it's definitely interesting. I was there when the BYOB tournament was going down. Wait, was it Crazy? Yeah, Crazy wasn't even exposed when that tournament first started. Damn. Oh God, sheesh. Hey, yo, you're kind of like a Lasnik in PLB. Yeah, even the. Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about how that makes sense. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Exactly. Me talking about my Ricky battle. We don't. I don't have the recording. No one has the recording. Well, somebody has the recording, but I don't have the recording, so I don't care. Oh, no. Juz laughed. I'm scared. You just. Growling. God damn. Turn into a furry? What the fuck? Damn, your dog is angry. What do you do to it? Do you not? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we don't acknowledge that. Question. What are y'all's like top five battlers or like top battlers that you have at the moment? Like favorites to watch, favorite skill wise, just shit like that. Sheesh. I mean you have acknowledged in the past that like Calico is like one of your favorites to watch. Yeah. The worst feeling when you're battling someone and you're writing, you come up with a bar, and then you hear that bar after you're done writing it, you think, what the fuck? It's the worst feeling. Bruh, that's terrible. One thing, when I battled SCR, I had like, what's on the other hand, give a whole different view as a gun bar. That's probably been done before, even before like Onslaught said it. Like I was listening to Onslaught. Shut the fuck up! I beat your ass. Come on. No, you didn't. Shut the fuck up! No, you. No, not the first one. I beat him the second. Well, I beat you the second time. What matters more? As you said, the past is the past. We're 1-1 tiebreaker. Let's fucking go. I'm just kidding. Yo, shut up. You're gonna lose eventually. When you lose, it's gonna be like the most hilarious thing. Ayo, Zeroxium is just gonna beat your ass, bro. Come on. Nah, Zeroxium goes into the battle, camera on, like, even though he doesn't have to. He's just like, yo, Trey, you're just lame. And what are your top two? Yeah.
That's what I'm.
Yeah, Takata is like one of the new battlers that I think has a ton of potential to be like big in terms of like Discord battling. He has a lot of potential. Well. That was a big, terribly bodied.
Man,
Just silence. Hey, yo, wait, I can't talk shit. Yeah, but we don't mention that. The battle's not on YouTube, it doesn't matter. We don't have to do that, you know. You know, okay, SCR. I want to ask you, what are your favorite battle rappers at the moment? Yeah. Okay, what are your other ones? Rumney. Yeah. New Jersey twerk, bro. That's so frustrating being a twerk fan. Okay. We're talking about mainstream battlers. If we're getting into Discord battlers, whole different conversation. Hey, I also got to go with focus, you know. I have to go with my boy, content. that is kind of fucked up. You do need to apologize. What's going on? What's going on?
James.
What the fuck? What the fuck is that? Yeah. Alright, okay. Okay, what are y'all's least favorite battles? Arden, battlers. We can go into individual battles, like, after this, but what are your least favorite battlers? In terms of, like... Hey, no. We gotta edit this section musically.
That might happen.
Hey, yo, just blur out all the good people's names, you know. Yeah, but
I don't usually edit.
I mean, okay, yeah, I agree. Has an infinite list. Hey, yo, my clip longer than SCR's list of battlers that he hates. Freest. Hey, yo, nah, freest. Why are you getting into actual legitimate trash? No, Connor Quest. Hey, yo, nah, he won a judge battle against K-Slim. I wouldn't talk shit. Mm-hmm, go! Rap! Who the fuck is Dylan? Yeah, SCR, no. Oh man. Oh man, you got a rematch, bro. You got a rematch. Your last L. And when was that? So you haven't lost a battle since December. Same, bro. I'm playing. Wait, I forgot to give the list of my favorite battlers. All right, okay.
So, New Jersey Twerk, Rum Nitty, Danny Myers, Jay the Nightwing, and yeah.
That Mike P. What? You mean Tyrone? Oh, no, wait, you mean Glue Easy. Skinwalker. Yeah. He also SAT Justify. Hey, yo, nah, okay, we gotta cut this whole section out. If not, you're gonna get a lot of challenges, man. Black Frost. You want the smoke? Hey, yo, wait, did you see his spirit battle? Did you see MPS's spirit battle? Oh my god. Yo, they're all trash. Yeah. Hey, yo, my least favorite battler is Jack with the periods in it. Like J.A.C. That Jack. I hate that Jack. Ayo, you know that? Ayo, you know that dude Jam? Yeah, trash as fuck. Yeah, remember who the fuck else? Yeah. Closet, what the fuck? Hey, just rapping in sixth grade, bro. Nah, that's the most. Oh wait, no. Ayo, nah. Ayo, you forgot. You forgot. God. By who? Yeah, I remember he spoke he spoke Latin actually. He came to my house. Oh no, it's what? No. Latin is, bruh, what? Latin Americans are a completely different thing from the language Latin. What the fuck? Y'all are dumb. What the fuck? Bruh. Recording will...
Alright. No, you're not.
Musically, first thing Musically says in I don't know how long, just... No, you're not.
Yeah, he's not. Stop talking shit, he's not.
We're not a fucking host, shut the fuck up! Ayo, anyways, back to the... Is my levels good?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, okay. Now, SCR, since you're on this as well, is there anything you'd like to send in or, like, to rap? Or, rap it out? Okay, rap something, bitch. It doesn't have to be a battle verse. It can be a song verse as well. Ayo. It can be for a song that you've already released or a song that you're about to release, you know? Just boxed out, jump over the ring. Nah. Thing is, don't actually go into that. Wrap something. Wrap good. Fire. Actually, fire. Okay. Juz. I know you're not gonna rap something on the show. I know that. We discussed. Anyway. Okay. I feel like we're approaching the end of the podcast. Would y'all like to plug your social medias at all? Like, anywhere? All right. Tread with 2 D's. Yeah, in the future. What about your YouTube? Would you like to link that or no? Same way. Alright. I've been your co-host, actually main host, Jack. And I'd like
no,
to say,
you're not. You're not main. Nope. He's just lying.
No. Main host for the episode, because musically you barely spoke, let's be honest.
Because you carried everything. Okay. You just carried everything. No, he's not. Stop listening.
Okay.
No. Stop.
Hey, okay, wait a minute. Hi, okay. So, you can follow my Twitter, JAC, _the_rapper with a capital R at the beginning, and then underscore. And then you can follow my Instagram. You can find it at, Jack the Funky Autistic Kid, all spaces replaced with, underscores, all lowercase. And, yeah, check out my song with Konzi, Clash, it's out on YouTube. Forgot to ask, is there anything y'all would like to plug in terms of like music that you've made or battles that you've done? September 6th, I think. Yeah, it's definitely September something. Anyways. Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, also, you can find my YouTube, Jack Music, JAC space music. And, yeah, that's about it. Hope y'all had an amazing day. Hope y'all enjoyed being interviewed on the podcast. And,
stop lying! I'm about to meet you. Okay, you're ready. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Yeah, hope y'all had an amazing day. Have a good rest of your day. Have a good week. Have a good month. Have a good year. Whatever the fuck. So, yeah. Musically, passing it off to you to have the final word.
Thanks. Thank you. And thank you guys so much for stopping by today. And just so everybody knows, Tread's not a host, just so everybody knows. Because he didn't reach out to me, so he's wrong. No, you don't. Nope. Don't believe him. Nope. He needs to shut up. He's wrong. You're wrong. Shut up, Trev.
Aye, okay.
Shut up, Trev. Shut up. Oh, you didn't. Shut up, Trev!
Oh, alright, okay. Alright, okay, goodbye. We can get the bot out of here now.
Shut up. Mm-mm. Don't be like that, no. Don't be like that. Shut up. Anyway. Again, they basically carried everything, so... Again, I hope you guys have a great one. And I'll see you guys on the flip. Click down below to check out their music. And Fred is an asshole for saying all that shit, so. But he'll be back, and he'll give revenge, okay? So, anyway, Jack, just try. Thank you guys so much for coming by. I appreciate you guys. And Jack for forgiving me. My courageous person.
Yes. Goodbye.
See you guys soon. I'll just end this. See you guys soon. Have a good one.